China's constitution said that citizens enjoy freedom of religious belief, but the reality can be very different. The cost of practicing even the permitted religions outside government-sanctioned bodies includes discrimination, fines, confiscation, and destruction of property, arrest, torture, imprisonment, forced labor, and even execution. Chinese law permits official registered churches to function, but they face many restrictions, meaning that most Christians in China choose to worship in unregistered churches. Unregistered churches are less likely to have a building and often meet in homes. In some areas, unregistered congregations meet freely without harassment from authorities. In other areas, Christians have been harassed, humiliated, fined and tortured, imprisoned, and subjected to forced labor. In this past year, there has been an increasing crackdown on any form of dissent. Those targeted include human rights defenders, Christian lawyers, writers, and religious leaders. A recent joyful development has been that in some major cities, Christian literature is now on sale. We need to pray that this is circulated throughout China to the encouragement and building up of our Christian brothers and sisters. So let's pray for Christians in China. Thank you, Father God, for the greater freedom that many Christians in China now have, especially in the major cities. Thank you that Christian literature is now on sale in some cities. We pray that the church will be able to share and distribute books which will encourage the church throughout China. But today we remember Christians in areas of China who are still persecuted for following Jesus. We especially pray for children who are caught up in religious conflict. We ask that you will give those around them wisdom in how to protect and guide young people in difficult situations. We pray for Christian lawyers, for charity workers and teachers who are seeking to have a positive impact on their communities and so witness to your love. We pray for the release of church leaders who are imprisoned, and we pray for their families. May the church in China continue to grow and be a witness to you in a time of change, as many people there have greater freedom and wealth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.